grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Labor Day edition. Happy hour rolling through it. Dominic, we are expecting Joe Biden. I'm getting some news that Joe Biden might have to be wheels up by 1 p.m. Central Time. So the speech might be a little earlier, you know. Hope it doesn't interfere with the labor parade, because that's not supposed to be done till noon. And Joe is notoriously late. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Just tune in all day long on Labor Day. We'll be playing out Joe Biden whenever he joins us from the stage briefly, you know, 20 minutes or so. It's the only place you're going to hear it. They're not going to play it on the network television.
No, you don't think so? You don't? ABC, CBS, NBC, not going to play it.
I doubt that he'll get Labor Day coverage. They got some fine, you know, soap operas or something to play. Probably reruns of soap operas, it being Labor Day. Dom, guess what Donald Trump's doing to mark the big weekend?
He's going to, what, Pennsylvania? Same date that Biden is, right? Monday.
Campaign rally, baby! Former President Trump on Saturday will hold his first rally since the FBI searched his home in Florida. Trump is ostensibly heading to Pennsylvania to help boost support for the teetering campaigns of Senate candidate Dr. Oz and gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano, both of whom he backed in the Republican primary. But Trump is expected to unleash on Joe Biden, the Department of Justice, and the FBI in a speech which will take place 2 days after Biden described Trump and his movement as an urgent threat to democracy. So, Dom, a couple of things to watch. You gonna watch the Trump speech?
No, dude.
How do you?
I've seen that show. I mean, how many times we gotta go? You drug me to where do we go? Waukesha, a few weeks ago. So no, I don't go see.
That
Trump
was
again.
Before the FBI executed a search warrant on Trump's home, and then took fake photos of laying out all the top secret files he had. But well, he not, had them neatly all, organized.
Not all of the files. That was just some of the files. I mean, apparently like 10,000 pages. I mean, they found all sorts of stuff. And most disturbingly, 48 empty folders marked top secret. What happened to the contents of those folders?
They're in Eric Trump's garage. Yeah. Or possibly in Ivana's grave. Look in the grave in Bedminster, Dom. All the missing files? Come on.
I've seen Peaky Blinders, man. I see how that works.
Who buries their ex-wife on the first tee? You know, maybe on the 18th when you're fishing up the round, kick a little dirt on her or something.
Whose family lets the ex-husband bury their loved one on his golf course? I mean, is she the only one around? I mean, did anybody else sign off? I know it was Donald. I mean, how is Donald? I don't even want to.
It's a tax break. It's a write-off, Jerry. You don't even know what a write-off is.
If my mother passes away, her ex-husband doesn't get to decide where she's going to get buried, man. I'm going to decide that. My family, my brother and sister and me, we're going to decide that.
But what if it's a tax write-off, Dom?
Whatever.
What if they could get you a little tax break?
You just got to go to bury my mother in your golf course? No, that's not going to happen.
It's the first hole. We're going to put her out by the women's tees.
The first hole? Oh, well, I mean, how much are you paying me?
It's a modest tax break, but, worthwhile.
Wow.
You're trying to shield your assets and all that kind of stuff. There are some other takeaways, some things you could watch for, but if you're not going to bother watching, if you're just mailing it in.
Rally. Didn't Mastriano also hire a couple of those fake fraudulent electors?
That's Masters. Actually, that is the senatorial candidate in Arizona going against Mark Kelly. Much like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin, he also apparently hired fraudulent criminal Trump electors.
And this goes to the point of why President Joe Biden had that speech and why the Republicans are freaking out and why the broadcasters should have aired it. Because this goes on. These people didn't just go away. They're being hired by current Republicans who are running for Congress.
And who well, you not and, just and that, Tom. Them. Some are running for office. See Derek Van Orden in the 3rd CD in the great state of Wisconsin. He's not a Trump elector per se, but he's an insurrectionist, and he's got violent tendencies, and he speaks a lot like Alex Jones. Not an endearing quality as far as I was concerned, Dom.
Not an endearing person as far as I'm concerned.
A bald Alex Jones. Not a good look for a man either.
Isn't Alex Jones bald?
No.
Oh, okay.
Comb over-ish, you know.
All right, all right.
I will eat your ass.
He will eat your ass. So anyways, there's that, Dom. You know, go ahead.
No, there's that. That's it? That's all you got?
Well, apparently you don't want to go there with me, so I'm not going to drag you down a rabbit hole. Yeah,
but I didn't know. My impression was that Trump was going to be in Pennsylvania the same day as Biden. You're telling me that's not the case. Trump will be there Saturday. Biden's doing Milwaukee and then going to Pennsylvania afterwards, am I understanding?
Pittsburgh, back to Pittsburgh. Yeah. Actually, Wilkes-Barre is where Biden was at like a week ago or 3-4 days ago. He already appeared from there. Trump's going to the very place Biden was like on Wednesday.
Gotcha. Okay. So no, we don't have to worry about 2 men enter, 1 man leave. There's not going to be a, you know,
a mano. Yeah, could you see those guys passing at the airport? Although, you know, the fact that Joe gets to ride on Air Force One and Trump's riding and Trump Force One.
is he really? I think he's these days. Is he on
I bet it's
what's the deal?
A Gulfstream. I bet he's using some private jet from one of his many rich and wealthy supporters.
And Eric Trump's flying coach on JetBlue. You guys see that? Oh man, it was funny.
Are you kidding me? Find that. Go research that. That's better than Callista's hometown.
Yeah, just a picture of Eric Trump sitting in economy, you know? Oh, man.
I thought they saved economy for Birdie. I'll have to Google that.
967-2789.
You know what we do have, Dom? Here's a direction we could take the show as I'm just mailing it in. Yeah.
But I actually have something to talk about. But
I have something to talk about.
Yeah, tell me more about the football.
It's going to be... No, that's not where I was going. I was up quite late. I'm a little tired. So, you know, if I'm not quite as festive as I normally would be, I apologize. That's my mea culpa. Yeah, all right. But
we're even then.
What was I going to talk about? Oh, U.S. Senator
yeah.
Ron Johnson finally has a solution. You know, many problems this world faces, many problems. Rojo being one of them, to my opinion. But finally, we've got a solution being offered by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I'm not saying it's a great plan. But Ron's got a plan how to solve the labor issue, and I'd like you and all of our audience, especially those that thought they were retired, you know, hold your horses, fella. Ron's got future retirement plans for you. Play it for the people, Evan. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson hating on old people.
I wrote a column for the Wall Street Journal. You can go online, November 2021. Saying that we need about 2.6 million additional workers added to our labor force. And our birth rates aren't producing that. So there are a number of innovative ideas I would support. Former Senator Phil Graham came to the Senate. We were talking about our labor shortage. And one of his suggestions was to coax seniors that could re-enter the workforce. Don't charge them payroll tax. They're not paying it anyway, so if they want to get back and earn a few extra bucks, well, let them start working and don't charge them payroll tax.
Coax. It's a coax.
Let's coax them back without, you know, the lack of a payroll tax. That's going to get me out of retirement in a heartbeat. Yeah. You know, I would say, sadly, those of retirement age that find the necessity of working in this nation that you supposedly govern, Ron Johnson, you know, that might be a problem. But they're going to have to work either way, Ron, with or without the 7.625% savings. But what do you think about this plan? Ron, we need 2.6 million workers a year. I think that was his math.
2.6 million is exactly what he said.
But the idea of getting immigrant labor is so anathema to this man. The idea, open borders, Joe Biden. Because what? Because they're not as white as you?
Oh, yeah.
if your hair's not whiter than Rojo's, you can't work in this nation?
Well, but if your hair's super white, you might be able to, you know, if you're old enough, you know, work without paying payroll taxes. Because they're not going to pay it anyway. I'm going to coax them. I think it's terrible. I mean, listen, it's Ron Johnson, so this is what we've come to expect. And when I heard that, I thought that the same thing as you, Curry. How come your innovative idea does not include somehow an easy work visa program, right? I mean, we got lots of people coming into this country, right? You're all mad.
Comprehensive immigration. Immigration reform.
Right. I mean, of course.
His last good idea, try all the drugs.
Try all the solutions. I mean, obviously, this is asinine to think you're going to coax people, elderly retired people out of retirement to come to work to solve a $2.6 million employee deficit that we have and not look at bringing in immigrant labor and regulating it. Making it safe and easy and taxing it and welcoming that. I mean, this is the dairy state here in the state of Wisconsin, right? Do you know how much of the dairy state is producing the milk that's produced? 80% immigrant labor. 80%, 80%. I worked on the farm growing up. I don't know if I ever told you the story, Curdy, but I worked on a dairy farm. My
really?
Neighbor's dairy farm. When I was growing up, my high school year, got up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 every morning, had to go down and milk the cows. Monday through Sunday, start over again Monday. My cows got to get milked twice a day. Some do it three. You know, this farm did it too. There was not that kind. It's a tough job, man. I replaced the youngest son of a family who wanted nothing to do with it. He turned 18. He's out. He was a year older than me, so I stepped in and I did the job. You got to be there every day. It's a hard job. 80% of the labor being done right now in the state of Wisconsin, in the dairy state, is being done by immigrant labor.
Dairy labor, not all labor, right? I'd like to think I show up for work once in a while.
Oh, yes, of the farm workers,
yes.
Here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, this is already happening. And instead of criminalizing them, ostracizing them, and keeping them, paying them cash and keeping them under, you know, off the books and whatever's going to happen. And when you do charge them, because perhaps some of them have a wrong Social Security number, so they're paying into a fund that they will never get money back on. So they're extra tax in that regard. But we're still using the labor. And the farmers are still employing them, so they're the ones breaking the law just as much as the immigrant labor who may not be approved in this country. So there's all sorts of problems to be addressed. Why don't you just go that route, Ron, instead of trying to coax mom to come back to the workforce?
Speaking of mom and her meatloaf, you remember Republican Glenn Grossman, congressman from Wisconsin. You recall his solution to the labor shortage, don't you, Dom?
I do not.
Child labor. And of course,
delicate, perfect little fingers.
And of course, ending the guaranteed weekend for some laborers because, you know, people want to work 7 days a week, the industrious.
That's right.
But I like the child labor thought process, you know, because they got little hands, Dom. They can pull the stuff out of those big machines that get stuck.
If they take a finger or two, I mean, you can always have another kid. I mean, you know, see, it's terrible. Watch, you see some of those old black and white photos of these kids in the mills and in factories. It's like, oh, or hell, even, you know, down in the coal mines, kids, you know, covered in black. It's just, what? And that's not that far. So we talk.
Well, great grandma says, grandson, hold my beer. I'm back to the factories because I got a labor shortage. I got to solve for Ron Johnson.
And I'm not going to pay payroll taxes.
Because the glaringly obvious solution of allowing more immigrant labor here in our nation and actually solving the problem, it's like it's out there right on the horizon, but somehow it's like a blind spot these guys have. Old people, young people. How about vibrant working age people from, you know, other countries that come here for the American dream,
like
the melting pot?
All of our ancestors were from other countries before they came here. Ron Johnson. That's not an indigenous last name. Is it Ron?
He's got to be Norwegian or White Walker or something. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Last segment.
He's from the wall.
For your grievances, 844-96-PARTY.
Protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately.
I hate
this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
This isn't very nice, is it?
Should I? 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled and vote Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Kirk Bangstad, and I own the Minocqua Brewing Company in Deep Red, Northern Wisconsin, and I have a super PAC. We make good trouble by buying billboards, radio ads, and calls to voters in Northern Wisconsin. We target federal and state elections, think Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany, and concentrate on a fair redistricting process. Give a donation now if you're able at the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab. Help us make the politics of the Northwoods as clean as our lakes and streams. That's the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
To the Devils on the Kids Radio Show, 844-967-2789. I want to correct the record here. I looked it up, and I found from The Guardian. Immigrant workers make up approximately 40% of the workforce in Wisconsin dairy farms. Of them, up to 90% are undocumented. So I apologize, I got my percentages wrong. 40% of the workers, according to The Guardian, of the workforce on dairy farms are immigrant, and 90% are undocumented.
I thought you were going to say they're not really the Oconomowoc raccoons.
Raccoons. Is that racing? You're from Wisconsin, aren't you?
They're playing the Waukesha South Blackshirts tonight, right here on WAUK. Pregame starts at 6:30. What's that they're saying, Tom? They're saying Crudy. They must have pulled that tape from my high school football days.
Yes. You and Al Bundy, man. You score all sorts of touchdowns.
844-967. Mostly with your girlfriend. 2798.
What? 2789? Oh, my God, Crudy. Wisco, Paul, welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Wisco.
Yeah, Devils, I hope you guys have a good Labor Day. But my grievance would be with good old Rojo Ron Johnson, used to be Dominic's friend. No Social Security, no Medicare, no relief for prescription drugs for seniors. He voted against that. Run around with fractional actors. The list goes on and on and on. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Horse murmur for the pandemic people. It's just, you know what? He'd be better off just to run TV ads and just keep his mouth shut.
That's been mostly Tony Evers' campaign so far, although I hear he appeared on Earl's show this morning.
Jeez, I hope oh my God, if he loses, that'll be bad.
Yeah, that'll be bad.
I got a dude from Connecticut. A guy from Connecticut. Hey, why don't he run for governor? Oh, Connecticut's a blue state. He can't run out there, right? He couldn't run in Connecticut because it's blue, correct?
Well,
he lives there, right?
He could run if you're talking about Tim Michaels, but he'd lose, but I think he might do that here. kind of like he did the last two times he ran. He ran for state senate.
He's an outsider.
Well, from outside the state, that makes you a carpetbagger, technically, doesn't it?
I'm a businessman who loves 1849 abortion laws and think that, you know, laws that came on the books that we're now going to enforce before women actually had the right to vote and influence what the laws were, you know, because women couldn't vote back then, Tim. He is down. You get raped. Nah, too bad. God wants you to have that baby. Oh, you have a problem with me giving all, you know, $250,000 to, you know, religious quote-unquote organizations that are not down with LGBTQ? Well, that's just my religious. People are mad because I'm religious. No, people are mad because you're a bigot. And you hide behind your religion, your bigotry behind your religion, Tim.
Well, I was going to call him 45% Timmy, like Clayfish's team did, because, of course, that's all he got when he ran against Feingold. Or I could call him 30% Timmy, because that's all he got, Michaels, when he ran against State Senator Scott Fitzgerald at the time.
Or
I could call him 12% Tim Michaels, because his very extreme position that abortions, excluding all exceptions for rape or incest, only 12% of Wisconsinites feel that way. The most extreme 12%. And that's not exactly a governing majority, although like 80-something percent of Wisconsinites want legalized weed, and Republicans ignore that fact. 80-something percent of Wisconsinites want, 60-something percent want the expansion of Medicaid. Never happened under Republican governance. You know, so they don't give a damn about what the people want, talking about your Republican friends. Just how do you grab power?
And what's you grabbing, how do you keep it? Right.
Well, now, mostly by not resigning from DNR boards like Fred Preen, and through lame duck legislation signed into law by the former governor Scott Wanker. I mean, there's been all sorts of semi-fascistic moves happening.
Party, man, it's just the insurrection party. We're gonna if we lose, we're gonna throw an insurrection party. It'll be wild. You should come.
844-967-2789. Curtis from West Dallas, man. How's your dog?
Hey, Curtis.
Very good. Actually, he's doing very well. He's actually trying to get in shape.
Yeah, me too, but it doesn't ever work.
I know. He gets too many treats. I know. All the neighbors love him, so I keep on feeding.
What do you got for us, Curtis?
I got to say, ho, Ron's got to go. November, put him back in the labor force. Because, you know, we'll give him free taxes, see?
Well,
more than he gets already. I like that.
And Walmart probably needs more greeters, so, you know, there's always gainful employment for the man.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, you know. He can always go work for Trumpy's, maybe golf course, you know, down there in Mar-a-Lago.
I don't think Ron Johnson will work another day in his life. I mean, hell,
I'm not
the guy's
sure
been
Ron Johnson's worked any in the last 12 years he's done any work.
Not at all. Not especially not in Wisconsin, except he messed everything up.
Well, Ron's doing the Lord's work with the ivermectin and the and taking all the drugs, Curtis.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, yeah, you know, he's call him Dr. Ron, Dr. Johnson.
Dr. Feelgood?
Dr. Feelgood, there you go.
Any other thoughts, Curtis?
Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Too. Back at you. You know, we're moving on from Curtis like we've got something more to say. Yeah. That's not true. We don't have more to say.
We have so much more to say. There are so many things we did not get to today. We talked about earlier, Curdy, Derek Van Orden. This is the guy running for Congress from the state of Wisconsin, yeah, who went to the insurrection.
Spent over $4,000 at the insurrection. Campaign cash.
Campaign money to do so. That went to the FEC. And according to Lawrence Andrea at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they dismissed that complaint. And the reasoning essentially was that he said he traveled to Washington for a series of political meetings with House Republicans on January 5th to discuss his quote-unquote political future, and contended that the expenses are justified due to the ongoing nature of his campaign. So, you know, it's like a write-off, man. I used the money to go and have a meeting, but then while I was there, I just happened to, you know, engaged in the insurrection. I didn't go on site. Okay, yeah, I did because you can see the pictures. But I lied about not being there. So it's a write-off, Jerry. Don't worry about it. He will not be punished by the FEC.
You know, occasionally this summer I've traveled for business, Tom, as you well know. And I bring my beloved, Mrs. Crudy, and I might note the health update. Yes. Mrs. Crudy has lost her sense of taste and smell. So I think I might really be more appealing to her.
Smell, but I think she lost her taste when she married you.
Damn!
Happy Friday, Crudy.
Yeah, back at you, fella. Can't wait to see you at Monday Labor Fest. Tune in a little earlier than noon. We've been, you know, promoting it from noon to 3. Apparently, Joe Biden might be there a little bit earlier. So check in. You know, we'll keep you posted. Enjoy the Friday Night Football kicking off in about an hour all across the Civic Media Network. And, of course, don't forget Badger football kicking off Saturday night on WFHR 1320 AM. Let me verify, 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates, have a great weekend. See you back here on Tuesday.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. Picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.